Mara Show.
That was very sexy.
It's the Michael.
Fine.
Yeah, first thing I wanted to do is just pull it out of his head and give him a big hug, but I was afraid to even touch him. And
welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air. We've got our very first buzz of the day coming right up, and then a discussion on a couple of things about the show. One of them about our psychic, and another one about an upcoming major event here in the nation's capital that I think we should be a part of. But before that, Rob, I know we tried this a couple of times. I don't mean to throw you a curveball right away.
I love the curveball.
Is there a chance that we could dial up Colette at the front desk?
But of course, Mike.
All right, let's see if she's there. Let's see if we get her on the line.
It is Administrative Assistance Day.
Yes, just want to very briefly, before we get your first buzz of the day, and Jay Glazer's coming on the show.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want to tip our hand, but perhaps major American Idol guest. Today.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing anything, but
no, it's tough to get them.
This is big. We usually get them when they're booted off.
Yeah, afterwards.
This might happen.
This would be big if
Rob is now trying to call the front desk.
I'm sure lines are jammed.
When you called the other day, Rob, no one was calling in on the main line.
So no one's calling.
Let's see if
formerly
she. No, they're calling the show. They're just not
calling.
Okay, keep her on the line.
Hey, Colette,
please.
It's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Buzz is here, too.
Hey, Buzz.
You can tell her I'm coming.
We're just calling to wish you a happy Administrative Assistance Day.
Oh, thank you.
It used to be Secretary's Day.
Yeah.
And we're setting up a little something for you.
Have you received?
Oh, great.
Have you received any nice gifts today so
yeah,
far, Colette?
Yeah, we had lunch today.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. Boss bought lunch?
Yes.
Did anybody bring flowers, anything like that?
No.
We're sending you a special kind of candy gram right now.
Okay, cool.
Man candy.
Yeah, man candy.
Ah,
he's there.
Happy Professionals Day. Happy Professionals Day, baby.
Thank you.
All right.
Nothing's...
Okay, keep her on the line.
Hey, Colette,
please.
It's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Buzz is here, too.
Hey, Buzz.
That's us.
We're just calling to wish you
loud. I guess we don't need that anymore, probably since we've all heard it.
Yeah, I think she probably won't be back with us anyway, but obviously the present arrived.
Nothing makes people laugh like Mike's nipples.
Oh, Mike, you have great nipples.
I think it went over real well, guys.
It's a smashing success.
Clearly it did.
I think she enjoyed that.
And then she put us on hold. And then we were bewitched by the sounds of our own voice.
I love that woman. I truly do. She's very, very special.
I love when you come back and you just do one button on your shirt.
Thank you. I'm buttoning them all up right now.
You don't have to.
Perhaps sprinting down the hallway with a major chest cold, not the best idea in the whole wide world.
It looks like the movie Exit to Eden.
All right, psychic news coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, but first, the first buzz of the day with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
She keeps going and going and going. Hillary Clinton snatched a big win yesterday in the Pennsylvania primary. Despite the victory in that key state, Obama still has the lead with popular votes and delegates. It's just that Hillary doesn't see it that way.
You know, more people have now voted for me than have voted for my opponent. In fact, I now have more votes than anybody's ever had in a primary contest for a nomination. And if you look at the votes that I have received and the coalition I've put together, it is a much stronger base on which to build an electoral victory and get to those 270 electoral votes against Senator McCain.
Okay, the next big primaries are in Indiana and North Carolina on May 6th.
Hello, I'm Howard Dean. Would you like to join a party that knows how to screw up every major presidential election in history? You agree with me?
Absolutely.
This is where it's going.
It's got to stop, or you know what's going to happen.
And I don't know.
The white guy gets elected.
I have not. That's right.
We had that already.
President
for
McCain,
some time.
A 72-year-old president,
right.
And we'll see what happens with that. I have not looked at any preliminary polling out of Indiana, but I know that North Carolina apparently favors Barack Obama.
And
so
does Indiana. He'll kick ass there.
You think so?
Yeah, because a good portion of the Indiana voter base is suburban Chicago, where he's very, very strong and has gotten a lot of media coverage.
Gotcha.
And he's much beloved. He hasn't lost a primary in any of the states adjacent to Illinois, and I don't expect Indiana to be any different.
You guys are more political than me, so let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Obviously, this is shaping up that no matter what, it's not going to make the convention very easy. At very best, it'll be a slightly sloppy convention, right?
The speculation now, the way I understand it, is, and that's why I was asking Buzz about Indiana, is that you get the victories from Obama in Indiana and also North Carolina in the next series of primaries, and you're going to have an amazing amount of pressure that is, again, going to be put on her. The fact that she won by double digits, that was the magic number. I think that double digits could have been you know, created by the Clinton campaign.
Yeah.
Both these campaigns create spin
right.
about expectations in order to frame their message. And I think that's what's happening here. You'll see if Barack Obama wins the next two primaries, probably a lot of pressure on her. But right now, I have to agree with most of the experts who are saying the longer this thing goes on, mm-hmm. with them getting more and more negative, it's a head start for John McCain, and it's good for the Republican Party.
Just what I was going to ask, if this does shape up off chance to make it a really sloppy, angry Democrat against Democrat convention, mm-hmm. will they be able to recover with some sort of party unity by the time the election
Well, why don't you ask John McCain then?
I am ready to rumble.
Actually, that's Hillary Clinton. I was going to say, Rob, I've got a question for you.
Yes?
I need two.
I know you do.
I need two more than eight. I'm talking about the little sound effect machine.
He's talking about women.
I get ready to say, hey, we've got somebody that can answer the question, you know, if he wants to talk to the Republican candidate, you know.
Oh, look at that.
There he is.
There he is.
Hi, John.
How you doing, Rob?
How are you?
I'm going to kick her ass.
My ass?
I'm going to kick her ass.
Oh, her ass. I'm sorry. You slurred.
Hard to understand. Ass.
If you'd like it that way, I'll kick your ass and your ass.
I don't think so.
And what's that at the end of a cigarette?
At the end of a cigarette, it's an ash. It's,
well, you can't say that, sir.
I'm 72.
Yes, you are.
I'll kick both your ass.
You need some help?
I need lots of help.
We'll see to it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
John McCain.
Here's interesting news from the week. I think you'll be very interested to know that a woman can withdraw sexual consent at any time, according to a ruling by the Maryland Supreme Court.
You hear that, Katie?
Even at the moment of truth?
At any moment.
Really?
In an incident that involved two men and a woman.
Oh, no.
The woman consented to both men, but told the second one beforehand that he had to withdraw after a short time.
So you're saying it's a party in your pants.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, he agreed at first and then reneged. At that moment, it became rape, according to the justices of Maryland. It's a new legal precedent.
So you're in bed and you've started and you're going a mile a minute, and if the woman... or the guy says stop, it can be called rape.
After that, it's no longer consensual.
What guy's going to say stop?
Even if you consented beforehand.
You're right. No guys will say stop.
Yeah,
no.
But you have to say that.
Oh, they're making sex so hard.
Previous courts have ruled that once the act begins, there's no turning back the clock on consent. But this changes things.
This situation with the two guys and the one girl, does it mention if it was Chad or Oscar?
No, but you know it was.
I know. It was drab. Oh, drab.
From panties in vending machines to naked sushi, the Japanese have stayed on the cutting edge of making fetishes socially acceptable. Mm-hmm. Now, one Japanese restaurant has TV video. You might consider this.
What, for my joint?
Maybe.
It could save it.
Hey, file that under too late.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, here's what you might have done.
Right.
As one Japanese restaurant has done, put video screens at its booths. The video screens offer live upskirt video of the waitresses, made possible by cameras in the floor.
That's what got me into trouble in the first place.
It's Mike O'Mara's upskirt camera.
The upskirt cafe.
Right on.
Some of the women are already topless, especially if they just got a good tip. To get that tip, she'll carry your drink to your table without using her hands.
This is in what country?
Japan.
And you know what happens if you spill the drink?
What?
If you get a big tip, though.
Carries the drink with no hands. I just had to repeat that. For an extra fee, management will give you a stick so that you may lift the waitress's skirts with it.
Woo!
If you buy a drink from the bartender, she'll let you look into the mirror she's standing over.
Stick lifting skirt.
Look at that mirror. Where's my stick?
Don't use hand.
And for a tip, she will sit on the bar and do a Sharon Stone for you.
Oh! What's this, like a strip joint?
I guess it is now.
Not a normal place.
It's a bar restaurant for gentlemen, businessmen in Japan.
Oh!
Coming up,
it's called Luby Tuesdays.
Coming up in your second buzz, new privacy measures for men's restrooms, and coming up in the final buzz, how we all got punked on the UFO sightings.
Oh, really?
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Isn't it funny when he has a story about UFOs, and then it's we all got punked?
Yeah, I remember how I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Don't you want to take the... you're taking the Bob Ryan approach when you say that. I think when you report a story about UFOs that's incorrect, like obviously they all are...
Not all of them.
Well, the one you had about that turned out to be, what, like a shopping
bag
or something?
Yesterday turned out to be a hoax. No, that wasn't a shopping bag. That was a bug, and that was just for fun and speculation anyway. I never led with that story, nor did I ever swear it was true.
You've got a lot of Hillary in you. You know that? You've got a lot of Hillary. You do not like to say I made a mistake.
Let me tell you something, friend. On Monday of last week, I reported that testosterone may be affecting trading on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Post, one of the nation's leading newspapers, had that story 1 week later to the day.
Buzz Burbank.
There all right. Tuesday.
Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
Tuesday of last week, yes. I reported that pleasuring yourself can prevent cancer. That story was all over Yahoo yesterday.
It's still on there.
Oh, sorry. Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
Either music will do.
Play right. The other Thank music you. Again. That's nice as well.
I like
news.
It. Yeah.
That's actually his new theme song when he talks about aliens. And now, aliens in the news with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
That cancer story was still on Yahoo's most popular this morning.
Yeah, and all right. The Idol ratings being down.
Let's take a couple of phone calls here, and then I want to talk about the psychic news. And this is for vintage listeners of the Don and Mike Show, people that have been with us for a very, very long time.
That was very politely said.
Vintage listeners. Like a fine wine. The new logo for the San Jose Sharks. Harry from Maryland, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Harry.
Harry. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you. What can we do for you, Harry?
I just wanted to give you a congratulatory bong hit.
What time is it? Well, it's
I'm a little early, and I'm a little late in a sense.
All right. Well, we're going to say right now, for the purposes of this program, we do not have it on authority that this sound you hear is an actual bong. But go ahead, Harry.
All righty.
Very good.
Oh, boy.
How you doing, Harry?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Right. Thanks so much for the call.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I just used Google. Apparently, a bong is a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
You wouldn't know about such things.
Like you didn't know.
Mike in Albuquerque. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you, Mike?
Hey, boys. How's it going?
We're doing great. What is happening?
Hey, nothing much. I'm at work right now.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
What can we do for you?
Hey, listen. I was going to just give my condolences on the Caps and the loss. But if you guys are ever out here at Albuquerque, I'd be glad to take you to a New Mexico Scorpions game.
Oh, what a great name for a team. I like Scorpions.
That's fierce. Yeah, I like that.
It's another hockey town.
I like everything Scorpion. I like Scorpion tattoos.
You
I
like the band.
The Scorpion. Great band, Rob. Fantastic band. Is that the AHL, American Hockey League?
No, I do believe. I think they said the word D-League hockey team.
Okay.
Somebody told me that it was kind of like AA baseball. Mm. You know, so it's kind of the minors.
Yeah, but
they're
you
great
know,
because... They're great because there's very little hockey. There's a lot of boxing, though.
Okay, good. All right, we'll take you up on that.
Scorpions.
I love the name Scorpions.
Yeah.
You also like the Dwayne Johnson movie, The Scorpion King.
You know what they call the hockey team down in South Florida that I go see occasionally?
Oh, wow. What?
The Everblades.
Hey, that's clever.
Isn't that nice?
Fantastic.
Not threatening,
that's
but
just
clever.
Like Andrew Lloyd Webber on American Idol. All right.
The Divas.
But more on that later because, when we talk about Idol, I don't know whether they're teasing me or not, Rob. They might be. But we may have a pretty significant American Idol guest on the show, so I want everybody to stay tuned.
Now, is it like a contestant, a panelist? Who is it?
I don't want to tip my hand.
All right.
I'll tell you one thing. It's not the host.
Okay, good.
It's not the host.
It's not Brian Dunkelman.
Right. It's not.
They're all a tough get, so whatever you pull
Dunkelman is not coming on the show. But here's the deal. You know, we've been talking about the fact that we want a psychic on the show. We had psychic Angela a couple of days ago. We kind of agreed, and the listeners agreed.
It scared me.
That was not the best fit for our show. And then Teresa called the show, and she was out of the blue. She was just on the request line.
Smoking psychic.
And she was okay, but started strong. Didn't have that good a finish. We kept her number. Now, this is for people that have listened for a very, very long time. And I want you to listen to this because I'm going to be needing your help when I contemplate this. Mm. Got a call yesterday from Slicky Boy.
Yeah.
Do you remember Slicky Boy?
Pat.
I don't remember his first name.
Yeah, but I do.
It's Pat.
A long time ago in a land far, far away on the Don and Mike Show, we had a psychic that used to come in on a semi-regular basis. Mm-hmm. I think at one point we were getting in her in four times a year.
Yeah, like quarterly,
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She used to come in four times a year, and we all determined that the run was good, but it was time to give it a bit of a rest.
That ship had sailed.
She's actually been on quite a hiatus, and that hiatus could be short or long.
Didn't you think it might have been a dirt hiatus?
It has been a while.
I'm talking, of course, about Aline Cunningham.
Of course.
Yeah. There you go. Polite applause.
Rosewater.
Thank you very much. Aline Cunningham, who was on the show for years and years and years, and we all used to have Aline coming and get our private little readings. We all kind of bought into it, actually. Did she ever give you any information that you thought was pretty stellar?
No, she gave me, as I recall, it was more like advice at the time. But I would like to see if she can spook me, if she can wig me out the way these last couple of
seasons. Well, here's the deal.
Done.
I don't think we're going to need to audition Aline Cunningham.
No, we know the product. No.
We know it, and this is really for people that have listened to the show for a very long time. Right. I would like to get some sort of psychic presence because I find it, I love it. I you know, whether you believe in it, whether you don't believe in
it's
it.
It's fun.
I think it's fun, and it's always interesting. Yeah. And my question would be for our listening audience, you know, if you listened to Aline back in the day, mm-hmm. and there were people that were addicted to her. I mean, we would promote the fact that Aline was coming mm-hmm. on the show, and we would start getting calls probably 2 or 3 weeks in advance.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was that popular. Mm-hmm. And her whole thing was she'd come on the show and then get people to go out to wherever she was staying. She'd actually come into town and base her readings, her psychic readings, on people's voices. That's how she would work.
Right.
But the problem was she had her son. I'm amazed that they're still doing this.
You know, I got an email from him as well. That call is not isolated. I got an email from him, and it's a marvelous sell job. They're very eager.
Well, I want to get people's opinions on whether
how the listeners feel.
You know, bring Aline, because she's a known commodity, but my God, he's still working her to death.
Yeah.
She's got to be 90.
I wonder how old she really is.
I'd love to know how
old she is. I think
it's
been almost 10 years since we've had her on.
Really?
Yeah.
And she was 80, it seemed, back then.
I had her on the radio when I first started in radio, and as you know, it was very cold back then.
Yeah, that's back when radio had just actually been invented.
She's from Wichita. I'm from Wichita. That's where she started out. That's where I started.
She personally knew John Adams. Bill.
John Adams Show.
Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
What can we do for you, Bill?
I want to talk to Mike.
I'm standing by. I'm ready to believe you.
Mike.
Yes, Bill.
I want to bang your mother.
Why is that, Bill?
Because she is a good old broad.
Well, that's very offensive. You know what? I would like to fight you. Oh, I am challenging you, Bill, to a fight, a fist fight on the grounds of the Boston Common.
Hey.
That's right, Bill. You are challenged to a fisticuff fight. I will hold my hands like John L. Sullivan, and we will settle it as men. You can't accept that. Your man cannot challenge you like that. And
it's
you have
right.
to challenge him to a duel. Mm-hmm. Sam from Virginia, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Mike, please bring Aline back. I miss that lovely smell that she had, that she brought with her.
Rose water.
It was rose perfume, baby.
The only guest you could smell through the radio.
All right, well, you know, and your name is Sam?
It's Sam. I mean, I
love women with men's
sexy,
names.
Yeah.
She's directed me in my whole entire life.
Uh-oh. All right, well, you're the very first call. We're going to break. We've got Jay Glazer from Fox Sports talking NFL football coming up. We will take more of your calls on Aline Cunningham, also some American Idol news. And don't forget, gentlemen, it's Argument Wednesday.
No, love it.
Right now, a short break for commercials. We'll come right back with Jay Glazer on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.